This audio recording is not my voice, but every word is my word. I am the prover. My name is Sean, which means gift from God. There are a number of Satanists in Edmonton managing inside police units, healthcare, corrections, and policy designing. I am going to help you unbelievers see why people are deceived about Jesus, and why they are heading to the lake of fire. So you think Jesus is a fairy tale? Alright, well, let us look at that, shall we? A man named Peter, a TV preacher, mailed me a letter. First, no, I am not interested in whether or not this man has a perfect history or not. I am not interested in his pitch of acting on principles of faith, nor am I interested in what his religious fallibilities are. What I am interested in is what he found himself saying in a letter to me. He said in the letter, "The Holy Spirit let me see visions at 4 o'clock in the morning, Sean. I see what is like a force, using people and things to attempt to stop you. They lied about you. I see people plotting your demise." And this man Peter wrote, "I have not felt an anointing like this in 40 years of ministry. I am still trembling as I write this to you. I am certain God used this man Peter to get the message there to me. The right of God is he uses any he chooses, especially to get a message to one that Satan is falsely accusing and abusing." Peter was not on my email list, and I did not tell him I had a report. He wrote me letters asking me to tell him about myself. I wrote saying I did not think that would be wise because I needed him to prove God was using him, that way he, Peter, would not be using me. If I had 1,000 signs I suspected were false in a slightest way, I would flush them all down a toilet, I would toss them away as garbage. I am a hater of counterfeit. I watch for what is real with the eyes of a greatest eagle or the eyes of a dragonfly. Human nature watches for a sign or evidence of what is supernatural or intelligent life. What I found the most striking exception in his letter was the part which stated, "The Holy Spirit let me see visions at 4 o'clock in the morning, Sean. I see what is like a force, using people and things to attempt to stop you. They lied about you. I see people plotting your demise." The letter was many months before I was abducted by EPS cops on August 28, 2015. I tried emailing to let people on my email list know of the prophecy. I am to this day surprised that my adversaries were not able to see the way the prophecy fits perfectly with what they later acted out at my life. I think that my adversaries must be so perpetually ignorant that even in my anger I must pause to laugh at how they could not see a connection. Now, even if the story was otherwise, as if I told Peter about having adversaries, you nevertheless see the unique part of him saying people and things. The word things is of exception. That would fit with surveillance and internet technologies used to target me. And he wrote of a force using people. That fits with my later report of system gang stalking, even using that liar named Clark. And he wrote saying he saw people plotting my demise. He did not say he saw people causing me trouble or threatening me. He uniquely quickly wrote the word demise. That word force written of, I believe, is a secret society force, organized crime, and I think a matter of evil spirits like Ephesians has written on. Now, if there is not a God judging and marking my adversaries, then how would Peter know to warn me of what I began encountering months later and for 4 years? Now I think I need to tell people of other reasons I know Jesus Christ is real. The scripture says Jesus is the Lord, and the Lord is the Spirit. Therefore we know Jesus is the Spirit. Did you know 1 Corinthians 1:26 warns that there are reasons to not believe people that think they are noble, mighty and wise? Yes, I was willing to appear foolish to get to truth, to prove what is real. I put aside my any claim to dignity to get to the true light. And which are enemies? It happens to be people that fail to see a destined absurdity of believing in lizard aliens. Interesting how they believe lizards that are far beneath us evolved far beyond us yet failed to transform into a fitting fructiferous facial beauty we find ourselves with. Scientists say our universe is a hologram and Matthew 11:25 and Isaiah 45:7 and Isaiah 34:4 and Revelation 6:4 clearly evidences that God is a God of justified hoaxes and clearly evidences that God is behind people falling into delusions about aliens, false gods, and evolution. That is why there is a Fermi paradox with respect to false belief in interstellar lizards and foolishness of belief in alien structures and images based on such low-resolution pictures. And consider 1 Corinthians 3:19 and Revelation 17 that fits with end-time system persons possessing toys of technology while they whore themselves in great lies and lusts. It happens to be sociopathy and narcissistic natured persons elevating to power shutting others and I out of systems of power, that Matthew 25:45 warns is a curse. I was threatened by hypocrites of hell, Satanists, hedonists, ascetics, sociopaths, narcissists, and name and claim itites, inside churches and that walk about. Now I need to speak on what is and what is not the truths of Jesus Christ. People need to stop saying, are you born again, are you born again? The book of Hebrews teaches that you can be born again and saved and lose your salvation. Saved and eternal life are not in every case the same. According to John 3:3 Jesus said, except you be born again you cannot see the kingdom. We who are of the Spirit know born again must become begotten. Hebrews 6:11 and 1 John 5:18 teaches that people that are born again can fall away and end up cursed. John 5:18 reminds that born again must become begotten. Behold the word God. They who are gotten are not getting, for they who got do not need to get. Can people think they are wonderfully made and be cursed? Yes, without any doubt. You cannot counterfeit being eternally trusted. That is why many are heading to what is called the lake of fire. They are wonderfully designed, yet Psalm 139:14 reminds the chosen ones are they who are not wonderfully designing but are they who are fearfully and wonderfully made. God only saves they who are fearfully and wonderfully made. The fearfully part is what cursed people missed. Matthew 7:22 reminds that they that think they are wonderful shall be cursed. Fearfully is according to what is called, the fear of the Lord. And part of the fear of the Lord is to hate lying. Well, my rich and powerful and famous adversaries certainly disqualify themselves there. And almost every powerful or rich or famed person heading to hellfire pat theirself on the back on their way there. They think a fire is there as a light to enjoy and to warm theirself, as they, deny the one who is truthful calling for flames to be put out. That is why all liars are heading to hell fires. People ask, what do you know about lying Sean? I Sean servant of Christ have been given one of the greatest revelations on lying ever, insight which lets adversaries see why they are accursed for lying. Here is what I know, liars lie in a way that causes telling the truth to be almost not possible. And by that any who try to tell what the truth is appear as if they are a liar. How? Most people fail to see that a lie that is undying or not ever ending, is a way of saying another is lying if they are not with that lie, because by a undying or not ever ending lie of a liar, another is not given, any possible good place, in which to say and be otherwise. By that we know that lie of a liar is saying the one who is saying the truth is a liar. How? At every turn that liar is saying the one saying the truth is a cursed shameful liar, and we know that because the one saying the truth is they who hope, therefore will be trying to settle a truth where the foundation is appearing forever a undying or not ever ending lie. Where? By that liar. They that lie that way are a resident evil that threaten the name of the one who is truthful. Therefore we know that they that lie in a way that is undying or not ever ending, are false shaming the one saying the truth. By that we know that they that lie that way are of madly counterfeit dignity, and are at work wanting to rob the one of dignity who is saying the truth. There you see the judgment to all they that were and are at work to try to affect my dignity for saying what the reality is. Therefore we know that they that are cold turning away in ways that are offending me for being one who will point to a great reality, denying me for saying the truth, are of a nature that is accursed. They that deny a great reality, they that will not be worth being trusted with a great reality, are not trusted with every reality that is not great, and are not trusted with greatest realities. Here you see that they that are acting as if I am a liar are showing they are accursed and are at risk of being forever cursed. God's wrath is against all they that deny what I am saying. Know this, 1 Corinthians warns that people can have the gift of prophesy, yet be a noise to God, the gift of speaking with the tongues of angels and of languages, yet be a noise to God, have the gift of faith to move mountains, yet be a noise to God. Therefore we know they that are gifted might be heading to hell if in their innermost parts they are a liar. Repressing and repenting are not the same. Isaiah 63:8-11 warns that he put his spirit in Israel, so they might not stumble, yet later destroyed some that were found unworthy. Hebrews 4:6 and 2 Peter warns that saved does not mean eternal life, once saved is not for certain always saved. People say they have the love of Christ which is eternal, yet they cannot love a real chosen one for more than 45 seconds, and they cannot tell you what every part of the love chapter is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I told church people I am fully able and they hated me and turned bitter and sour and hard, yes they turned that way for saying I am able. I ask for bread and they hand me a stone, I ask for fish and they hand me a sea snake, I ask for an egg, and they hand me a scorpion. And they act as evil authors in their thoughts at me because I teach I set the record straight on youth and children. Behold, they act as if I made them feel strange, rather than seeing they are strange for feeling strange at my exposing what is strangest which strangely appears related to every person and yes strangely appears related to every person that act as if I am strange for being truthful. And then they carry on acting unchanged, deranged, estranged, and I am left by myself unloved and short-changed. The book of Revelations 21:8 and Isaiah 63:8 warns that God hates lying so much that if you are a liar, you are heading to hell fire. And there are a number of misconceptions I need to judge. People that are false teachers say that God loves sinners yet hates their sin. That is not always the truth. There are people that are the sin. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man or woman think in their heart, so they are. And Romans 9:13 reminds saying God hated Esau. And people say that all you need to do is ask God to save you at any time and he will, yet that is not the truth. Romans 9:21 clearly warns that your time might be up and you will be cursed. And Luke 13:25 warns that if God shuts you out of being saved, you can knock and beg day by day yet he will not open to you. And they want fruit yet they do not want to bear fruit. Do you bear communicating with the one who is truthful or are you a lover of people of fruit that are not bearers of fruit? I tried telling my adversaries and so-called Christians I am one of the real few chosen ones of God, yet foolish as they are they did not believe. Verily I say, they that curse me might be cursed for that, and they who are a blessing to me might become eternally blessed if indeed they bless me. I have tried to tell others to get on my side, yet they head away on a pride ride. They will not be tested and bested. They want to be rested and nested not tested. The bread of life is not digested, and they will not give what I have requested. Another misconception is that so-called Christians and others say, God is my judge, only he has the right to judge me. That is false and is proven false by Acts 7:27, Luke 10:16, 1 Thessalonians 1:8, and 1 Corinthians 5:12-13. When you thrust aside the chosen gifted man of God, you deceive and condemn yourself. I hope the right people understand I, Sean, a special son of God, am one of the truest, most correct teachers of the Word of God in the world ever. Yes, and did you know, joy can destroy. This is reminded of in James 4:9 and Luke 6:25, people need to put being just and truthful first, and put joy second. And 1 Corinthians 11:4 warns that you might think you have the Holy Spirit yet not have. Other proof of that is found in 1 John 1-6, 1 John 2:24, 1 John 2:9, 1 John 3:10, and 1 John 4:1. Did you know the Word of God says you can say you love Jesus yet not really love Him? This is proven in 1 John 4:20, 1 John 5:3, John 14:15 and John 14:21 21-23. Did you know you can abide in the Holy Spirit yet not have the Spirit abide in you? This is proven in John 15:4 and John 8:31, Philippians 3:12 and Matthew 22:14. I need to speak to another misconception. False teachers think they are saved if they say Jesus is Lord, because 1 Corinthians 12:3 says not any can say Jesus is Lord except in the Spirit. You can say Jesus is Lord in the Spirit all day long, yet that does not mean you are saved. The scripture is speaking to they that are spiritually gifted. Remember, 1 Corinthians warns that you can be in the Spirit and gifted yet not be right with God and not saved. And this is proven further in Matthew 7:21. That is why you might be in anger as you hear preachers throw the words Jesus is Lord at you. Did you know that you can believe you are loving yet not be loving in a way which is trusted forever? This is proven in 1 John 2:15-17 and Matthew 10:37. Did you know you can be cursed for acting strong or tough? This is proven in Zechariah 4:6 and 1 Samuel 2:9. Did you know you can be cursed for wanting all the attention and getting all the attention? This is proven in Luke 6:26. Did you know that they that cannot bear communicating or that cannot bear being corrected might end up being false Christians? This is proven according to 1 Corinthians 13:4. Behold, what is the top of the list? People that say they are Christians are confusing God's identity. John 17:3 warns, saying, a corrupt tree cannot bring to bear good fruit, neither can a good tree bring to bear corrupt fruit. They that act in two different ways are not of the Spirit. Behold, they who are chosen will not receive signs from little children. Three times I received signs from little children. A 7-year-old boy walked up to me and said the words, God's keeping you, Sean. A 7-year-old girl inside Rima Chapel walked up to me and asked, are you teaching the Word of God? I said yes. The little girl then said, do not stop. Inside the Empowerment Center Church, children raised their voice asking me, are you Jesus? Are you Jesus? Members of church were surprised to hear the children say what they said to me. They said what the children said was a sign from God. They said the children have never said anything like what they said to any other Christian. For 2 decades I have been witnessing supernatural signs. Now I ask James Rowan and my many adversaries. What do you think you are doing?